Now, on the Bloomberg Advantage, your small business advantage.
The reality is we've seen small businesses expanding for about the last 3 years, and the financial risk is incredibly low right now.
What I've done all my life is music. It was a natural progression into the company.
Small businesses prefer a yes, and they can even accept a no, but maybe's killed them.
There's so many people that have ideas, and it has to be more than that. It has to be making it real.
When I started this, it was just in my apartment, and I just had big dreams. And I just come out of NYU and I said, I want to start a company. We're going to take over the world.
The Bloomberg Advantage, Small Business in Focus on Bloomberg Radio.
It is time to talk to two entrepreneurs who are focused on taking life-improving technologies to rural communities in India. Our guests are the co-founders of S-Smart, Diana Ju and Jackie Stenson, who are both the COO and CEO, respectively. Now, Jackie, the CEO, started our interview by describing how they came up with the idea for S-Smart.
Diana and I have been looking at this challenge for the last, around 8 or 9 years each. And so we actually started off and we came at it from a couple different angles, but we came at it from the technology angle where we were trying to design technologies that could actually be beneficial in low-income areas around the world. And also from the community development angle. When we go to communities, how can we actually create access to products that would improve their lives? And so Diana and I each spent about 2 years traveling and living and working in remote communities, myself in East and Southern Africa and Diana in Western China and South India. And it was during the course of these travels that we realized that a lot of the products that we knew about and we wanted to design, not only did they already exist, but they had existed for a long time. And when we went to a lot of these villages, no one had any idea about them or how to get them, yet they had these needs and these desires for products that could help them. And so we realized very quickly, or actually not quickly at all, over a long period of time, that it was not a design challenge, but rather a dissemination challenge. And so we went back to school, we studied dissemination channels for both of our master's dissertations, and then we looked at other enterprises out there that were trying to address distribution in a way we thought was scalable and sustainable, and we couldn't find anything. And that's when a professor at MIT introduced us, and S-Smart was born.
So tell me, though, how difficult it is, Jackie, in kind of getting things out. I mean, I think about we order an Apple iPhone, and we can see it, you know, when it's manufactured, leaving China, you know, getting to ports in the United States, and it all happens so quickly. What's it like in terms of dissemination in a country like India, especially out to some of those rural areas?
So if you live in an Indian village and you want to buy products for your daily needs, you're going to go down the street to someone's local family-owned retail shop. This person has probably been owning the shop for a long time, and their family has been owning the shop, and they're going to stock all of your basic goods. You can probably get shampoo and soaps. You can probably find things like Coca-Cola, which is everywhere, and flour and rice, and then there's going to be another shop next door to it that's going to sell like light bulbs and a few hardware products, for example. But these are the people that you're going to depend on for all of your new products that you're going to be looking for. And for the most part, they sell fast-moving consumer goods or goods that are sort of very basic. That's where people get access to new information about products, and they'll often take recommendations from the shop owners on new products. But the shop owners themselves are disconnected from other types of products. E-commerce is becoming incredibly big in India, but for the most part, a lot of the courier companies and the e-commerce channels, they're only going to reach out to the tier one or the tier two or even the tier three cities. But beyond that, and 70% of India lives in rural areas, you just can't get access to things. You have to go into a town to physically get it, except at these local mom-and-pop shops.
So, Diana, explain to me, so you've got a product, maybe it's a solar lamp, maybe it's water filtration systems. So what do? You find a local shopkeeper and you educate them about it or help them with the supply and distribution angles of this?
S-Smart actually has three elements to the motto, and it's first we demonstrate products, then we distribute products, and then we facilitate after-sales service. So if we have something like a solar lantern or a water filter, a cook stove, or agricultural tools, the first thing we do is we put those products into a catalog. We're talking paper catalog, Sears catalog, actually. And we take this catalog and some demonstration products to retail stores. Our sales executives do this. And at the retail stores, the sales executives would demonstrate the products in person and also show and train the shopkeeper on how to use the products and also on how to sell the products. And we'll also show the shopkeeper the other products in the catalog. The sales executives also go to the village markets and other commercial areas in the villages to demonstrate the products as well. And then as the shopkeeper starts to gain trust in S-Mart, in our brand, and also in the products themselves, they will start to make orders for the products, or the end customers, the villagers, can make orders to the shop, kind of just by telling them, hey, I want a solar lantern, and the shopkeeper can then order more products from S-Mart.
Right.
Then S-Mart sales executives would then take products to the shop to drop them off. The shopkeeper buys them and then sells them to the end customer. And if anything does go wrong, then that end customer, that villager, can take the broken product back to the shop, and the shopkeeper would tell us, we would swap the product out, and everybody will be happy in the end.
It sounds like, you know, just some basic things, but they needed to be kind of laid out. Jackie, how's it going, and what are the plans to expand elsewhere? We just have a couple minutes here.
So we are currently operating in South India, in the South Indian state of Tamil Nadu. We work in about 1,000 mom-and-pop retail shops, and we've sold to date about over 10,000 products, which equates to impacting over 40,000 people, and that's an underestimate, because each of these products will impact at least the family, if not the family's business, which then allows other people to access products later at night or be able to produce income later at night by using a light or, for example. And right now our plans are to start expanding throughout South India. So we're going to come up into Karnataka and then hopefully Kerala and Andhra Pradesh. And our goal really is to expand all throughout India and then start looking globally. We want S-Mart to be this one-stop shop where end customers can find a brand of products that they trust that are high quality, that we've put our label on and said, this company makes good products, and where shop owners can come and say, we can get good quality goods for our customers that also improve our businesses, and where people who are trying to design new life-improving products can come to actually let their products reach people and therefore have impact because they get adopted.
One last quick question. Diana or Jackie, you can take this. I mean, in terms of financially, how are you guys funded? Does this business support itself? Just quickly.
Right now, we're actually structured as a for-profit entity in the U.S. and in India. And we wanted to do this because there are so many organizations out there that are charities that basically buy a lot of products in bulk and they dump them into these villages. And they give the products away for free, which usually results in people not actually valuing the products and then not actually using them and not benefiting from them or their impact. So we are structured as a for-profit, and we have raised a small friends and family round. We've also entered many competitions for grants and other types of student business line competitions, and currently we are looking for funding.
Okay. So it's not supporting itself yet. So you guys are still looking for money, basically. Correct, Jackie?
Not yet, but we're on our way. I think distribution is one of those things that's incredibly challenging. It's capital intensive. It's not sexy. No one wants to fund it. But we have paying customers, and we have lots of them, and they're growing. So we're on our way. We're still looking for investment, but we are on track to break even in a few years down the line.
All right, you've been listening to the co-founders of S-Mart, COO Diana Ju and CEO Jackie Stempson. They joined us on the phone from Bangalore, India. Again, S-Mart, very interesting little company. They're tying up with a bunch of local retailers, and it's all about supplying products ranging from solar lanterns and water filters to low-cost smartphones and mobile phone-operated water pumping control systems. It's all about getting out to people who really need it, especially in very, very rural areas in India. All right, right now you are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. I'm Carol Messer, and this is Bloomberg Radio.